Today we're going to begin a new section of Halachot Hilchos Tefillah. Hilchos Tefillah specifically is referring to the Amidah, to the Shemona Esrei. The very beginning of this siman discusses the parameters of the times. It says, Zman Tefillas HaShachar Mitzvasa Shiyaschil Im HaNitzacham, that the preferred method of davening Shachris, one is able to do so, is to daven Netzachama, which is the time in which you actually see the sunrise, as it says, "Ketziv Yerucha Imashamish." Those who fear you are going to daven with the sun, and therefore, this is based on this pasuk, the source that's the earliest time that a person could daven, and in fact, that's the most preferable method, simply because of the idea of Zrizim Machtimul Mitzvos. First opportunity to do a mitzvah, to be able to do so, is the best. However, the Mechaber says, the Ve'im Hispalel Mish'alo Moda Shachar Yotza, that even though Netzachama is the preferred time, however, a person could even daven a little bit before that, person would fulfill the obligation just as long as it's already this time called Amud HaShachar, which you can not see the sun, but the first rays of light are beginning to be seen. And it's brought down in the Mishnah Brura that b'shas adchak, under extreme circumstances, and he gives the example that a person is getting up lotzei soderech, and they need to travel and to start davening already after the preferred time of Netzachama, they'll already be on the road. So such an individual is allowed to daven earlier, just as long as it's a Amud HaShachar, afilu chatchila, that's not a problem at all. So this is the earliest time. And then the Mechaber says, the v'nimshach zman ad sof arba sha'ot, shehu shlish hayom. The person has the first 4 hours in the day, which is a third of the day. According to, as the Mishnah Berurah describes, we divide the day, it's mischalik l'shneimasar chalakim, to 12 equal parts. So therefore, regardless of how many hours of sunlight there are, we always will divide our day into 12. And therefore, corresponding to the first 4 hours, not necessarily being 60 minutes, depending on whether it's more than 12 hours of sunlight or less, will determine that, which is called Shos Manios. That is how long a person has to daven the Shemona Esrei. V'im ta ovar mispal achar b'shos achatzos. If, let's say, a person doesn't daven within the first 4 hours, which we could loosely translate as 10 a.m., and you are, it's now, let's say, 11:30 in the morning, avo pi she'ein lo sechar tefil b'zmana, sechar tefil mi'ika. There's two aspects of davening. There's the idea of davening, getting the sechar, the reward for tefillah. There's the additional sechar called sechar tefillah b'zmana, davening at the proper time. So if a person finds themselves, for whatever reason, after, let's say again, loosely 10 a.m., person is still allowed to daven shachros at that time. And in fact, they will get the sechar for tefillah, but not sechar tefillah b'zmana. However, says the Ramah on this, which is again the first halacha with regard to the laws of Shemona Esrei, the Ramah tells us, v'achar chatzos, that once it's already midday, chatzos, sometimes mistranslated as 12 o'clock, because chatzos just means the middle of the day. So by, again, looking at how many hours from sunrise to sunset, exactly in the middle of that, whatever time that may be, not necessarily 12 o'clock, most of the time it's not that exact time. But nonetheless, if you did not daven shachris, and it's already past the first half of the day, also l'spal tefillah shachris, you've now lost your opportunity to daven. Moving on to another halacha, with regard to tefillah shachris, there is an inyan that a person, as we just mentioned, we should daven shachris immediately if one is able to do so, and netzacham, which means that is the first thing a person should have on their seder hayom, on their agenda for the day. And therefore, says the Mechaber, that a person should not be involved in other activities before davening. And including in this is lo echol v'lo lishtos. A person should not eat or drink before shachris. However, there are some exceptions brought down in the Mechaber, which the Mishnah Berurah continues. The Mechaber tells us that certainly, a person is certainly allowed even though we should try to not eat and drink a lot before Shacharis, nonetheless, the Mechaber clearly says there's nothing wrong with drinking a cup of water. And he says, Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos, v'yom tov, doesn't make a difference. If it's Shabbos, doesn't make a difference. If it's a weekday, you're always allowed to drink a cup of water. And the Mishnah Berurah explains what's the difference. You still have to daven Shacharis, so why is it telling us there's no difference between even on Shabbos? Because on Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah, d'lo teima d'b'shabbos aser b'lav hachi, yishim d'aser litam kodim kiddush. A person's not allowed to eat anything before they make kiddush. So a person may have thought incorrectly that you're not allowed to eat or drink anything before Shacharis, not even a cup of water, because you're not allowed to eat before kiddush. It says in the Mishnah Berurah that's not true, because Einu asa rak davka kishegizman kiddush. The only time you're not allowed to eat is once you've reached a point in the day that you're actually allowed to make kiddush, because kiddush, including not just having a cup of wine, it's kiddush mamakom suda, have a piece of cake, you're supposed to have a meal. So to have a meal, kivan sho hispalel, since a person did not daven Shacharis yet on Shabbos, lo hagia dain zman kiddush, you never had the obligation to make kiddush yet. So therefore, the whole time that a person should not eat or drink is only on Shabbos, only after you davened Shacharis. Because once you davened Shacharis, now you are allowed to eat, except for the fact that you didn't make kiddush yet. And therefore, because of that, you have to make kiddush before you eat or drink anything. However, before Shacharis, even on Shabbos, it's not an issue, because you're not allowed to make kiddush yet anyway, because you didn't daven Shacharis. That made any sense. So therefore, the Mechaber says that it doesn't make a difference if it's on Shabbos or on a weekday. Certainly water is permissible. And the reason why there's this stringency of not having something to eat, I mean, what's the big deal? Have a piece of cake. Why are we making such a big deal about it? So the Gemara actually discusses this issue based on the following pasuk. The pasuk says, "Va'osi hishlachta achrei gavecha," which is translated in the Gemara is that you have cast me after your gaiva, your haughtiness.